Hello, folks. I am Vincent, and this is Nerd One, and today we're talking about The Boys Season 3 in its entirety. So sit down, buckle up, we're going to need some language on this one. So, Season 3 of The Boys just wrapped up on Prime the other day, or last week when this episode just launched. Good things that video. Anyway, your screens would break from look at my face. But I gotta say, this season's entirety was full of, like, shocking moments, gruesome moments. But overall, it was pretty good. I mean, it kept going with its usual, you know, crude humor, its massive use of language. Yeah, it was just a very adult season, I'll put it that way. But I feel it was very well done as well, because you pretty much have the boys who are now in full jurisdiction with the government as, you know, people who can actually hunt down, capture, you know, superheroes who have either gone rogue or who are basically just kind of doing things against the law. And we find out that Huey's actually kind of joined up with the government, and Butcher and the rest of the boys are kind of just doing their thing, but in full jurisdiction. And it was just like, we get to see them. Well, spoilers, by the way, before I go into full, like, gruesome details, we get to see them kind of go into, you know, Russia to do a job for kind of a side project. We get to see them kind of do, well, to, you know, find, release Soldier Boy. You know, we can see, you know, Butcher take on Homelander a few times. We get to see Huey get powers, and really cool but really inconvenient powers, I would say. And really just kind of, the fall of, like, Edgar. Just so many things happened in this season, and it was, like, what, 8 episodes or so? It just felt like it was one of those seasons of what is going to happen next? Like, is it okay to guess? Are my guesses going to be just that horrible? Because, let you know, I haven't read the comics. You know, I've been purely just on the show itself. And I almost want to read the comics, but also don't want at the same time, because they've announced the season 4. And I want to be surprised, as I have been for the past 3 seasons. And if you're someone who's okay with, you know, excessive violence to the point of gore, language, and some sexuality, watch the series. Like I said, it's definitely not for kids and in many different ways, but season 3 just kind of takes everything up a notch, and it doesn't have the feel of, like, they're overdoing it. It gives it the feel of it's kind of more of a logical step, like where they need to take things, where things have to go. And yeah, it was good. Like I said in a previous episode, I wish DC would take a, you know, note, like, take some notes from this series and help apply themselves. You know, take how action scenes should be done, how acting and just writing should be done, and really apply it to the DC format, because this universe is dark. You know, the boys and just everything about it is dark. You know, from, you know, Homelander being like this spoiled brat who has the powers of a god to, A-Train, being just like this. He's messed up, but it feels like he is, like, he wants to be redeemed, but he comes into the season having a bad heart, so he can't really run. So he's a speedster who can't run because he'll kill himself. Basically, he's from all drug abuse. We finally get Black Sword for Black Noir, which I was really happy about that. Kind of, why does he not talk? How long has he been around? Like, where does he come from? They really hold back on Maeve on this, and I'm not sure why, but I mean, in the end, it kind of pays off. Starlight's kind of the forefront of all this, and she goes through a lot this season. And yeah, Butcher does too, with the temporary V that he gets a hold of, and then Huey uses it, and it's kind of what it does to them in the end, and kind of what's revealed in the final episode of the results of it all. It's just like, wow. Okay, that was a roller coaster of a season. And when does season 4 begin? Because I want to go again. And that's really kind of what I want to do. I'm probably going to rewatch this entire series, because there are things I probably missed from season 1, 2, and even 3 now, that if I go back and watch it again, I might, notice it, and things might make more sense. Because, season 1, I powered through, and because it was just one of those, like, it was so good that I just didn't want to stop. Season 2 was just awesome. Season 3, like I said, is just, taking up a notch, the logical step. So, very happy he got renewed for season 4. Hopefully they continue the magic, because, if they keep going things the way they are, I'm going to be very happy where this is going to go for season 4. And, we'll probably get more gruesome. Looking forward to it. But folks, that's all I got for this time. So once again, I am Vincent. This is Nerd One. Do come find us on social media. We're still on Twitter, Nerd15. We're on Instagram, Nerd1 Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/Nerd1. But folks, if you don't mind, please do share the episode. Like, subscribe, retweet, and let's grow that nerddom. But until next time, stay safe out there, wash your hands, stay clean. We'll talk to you soon, and bye for now. Thank you.